Act of 2018. Saying the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's our great honor to have the Honorable Judge Tully with us this evening, who is going to administer the oath to our new supervisor, Rick Samuda. I'd like to ask you both to come forward.
It's an honor to be here. And Mr. Samuda, are you prepared to take the oath of office?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, if you're kind enough to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Richard Samuda.
I, Richard Samuda.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To obey, defend, and honor.
To obey, defend, and honor.
The constitutions of the United States of America.
The constitutions of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of Pennsylvania.
The Constitution of Pennsylvania.
And I shall discharge the duties of my office.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
As supervisor of Derry Township.
As supervisor of Derry Township.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I commend to you, Supervisor Samuda.
And I apologize to you.
Oh.
In advance.
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Member Rick Samuda.
Here.
Next item on our agenda is visitor and public comment. All public sessions of the Township of the Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. Speakers are asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. If you have anything to share, please move to the
didn't
move on, but I saw that twinkle in your eye. I knew you were coming forward.
Good evening. My name is Philip Juris. I live at 58 Locust Avenue in Hershey. And I would like to ask if the supervisors have voted on the conditional use request filed by Craig and Sheet, and if I am entitled to an answer to that question.
We've not voted.
We've not yet.
Hearing that, I would like to assert that I feel Craig and Sheets did not meet the criteria for conditional uses under Section 225-501. According to that, the applicant must demonstrate that the following conditions have been addressed to the maximum extent applicable. Health and safety. That the use will not adversely affect the health or safety of the residents in the neighborhood in which the use is located. 2. Overburden public services. That the use will not overburden existing public services, including water, sanitary sewer, public roads, for example, wear and tear of heavy trucks on roads, traffic congestion, storm drainage, or other improvements. 3. Change neighborhood character or use. That the use will not be detrimental to the use or development of or change the essential character of the neighborhood in which the use is proposed. The Township Board of Supervisors shall consider, at a minimum, the impact of noise, dust, light, odor, and adequacy of parking. I think it is critical for you as elected officials of our government, accountable to the people who have elected you, to consider whether the criteria for the conditional use have been addressed to the maximum extent possible. I've lived here for 7 years, so I'm a newbie. It is a beautiful and unique place to live, and I'm very proud to be here, and I'm proud of my community involvement as an elected precinct committee person, as a president of the board of the Hershey Community Courts, as someone who has been on the stage a number of times at the Hershey Area Playhouse, as someone who is involved in the First United Methodist Church, someone who has their creations at the Art and Dairy Gallery, involved as a citizen in this place that calls itself the sweetest place on earth, even making sure that my storm drains are cleaned out. So, yet I have become aware of a strong undercurrent of resentment among people with whom I have spoken. Sometimes tinged with anger regarding, among other things, development and some of the politics that seem to go along with it. That doesn't fit the character of this community. When you tell people you live in Hershey, it's like you're wearing a badge of excellence. They don't realize that we, like them, in their communities across the nation, are wrestling with some of the same things that they are. Continuing to fuel this undercurrent of dissatisfaction is not good for the heart of this community. I want to close by citing a satirical 1964 cartoon from The Wizard of Id that was directed at both cultural and political issues, and leave you with something to think about. It shows the king standing on a balcony, saying to his subjects below, "Remember the golden rule." And one subject asks, "What's that?" To which the others reply, "Whoever has the gold makes the rules." Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Anyone else?
Griffin, 188 West Governor Road. I just want to say, to echo Phil, I wasn't here at the beginning of the last 2 minutes, so I hope I'm not being redundant, but a lot of the things I know are, with the specs and all the sheets, it falls within certain parameters or whatever, but just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And if I can ask you to please look at the big picture and look if it fits in your community and look if the people need it, if it should be there, like be a little wise about it, not just paper smart, but be wise about, because years down the road, I mean, if it's there, we're stuck with it. And the traffic and the lights and the noise and everything else is going to go with that sheet. And I think the community, at least, I think that we would work with them, like maybe there's things you can do. I know there's music that blasts from those gas pumps. Maybe they cannot put the music on the gas pumps. Maybe we can make those kinds of adjustments. Or maybe have a sheet to not have gas pumps. Or like there's things we can do instead of just like checking it off, like okay, it fits all these criteria, and then just like making it happen, even though it doesn't fit in the community. So that's all my request would be. Thank you. Anyone else? All right.
Hearing none, we'll move on to the reorganization for 2018. Agenda item A1, the election of chairman, vice chairman, secretary, assistant secretary, treasurer, solicitor, and engineer. This is resolution number 1539.
Okay, so I'd like to put forward the following slate in the form of a motion. Chairman Mark Moyer, Vice Chairman Matt Weir, Township Secretary Justin Engel, Township Assistant Secretary Jim Nagley, Township Treasurer Jim Nagley, Township Solicitor Yosden Davidson, and the Township Engineer HRG.
And I'd like to second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That is our slate. Watch this choreography as we
do that. We're
going
to play music one.
I know.
Okay.
A motion for the resolution.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to make a motion to accept resolution number 1539, 2018. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Actually, did I make the
motion?
You're
second.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries.
Very well. The next item on our agenda, by way of appointments, is the appointment of emergency management coordinator and two deputy coordinators for 1-year terms with the emergency management agency. Jim, do I understand correctly that the supervisors have the ballot and that we're simply going to make the appropriate application and pass it to you for counting?
That is correct.
Very well. So I'd like to ask that the supervisors annotate their selection and pass it to their right. Thank you.
Stephen Beard. The second deputy coordinator will talk on your role.
And Jim, do we need a motion for
yes,
that?
Yes, motion to approve.
I'll make the motion to approve this selection for the emergency management coordinator and the two deputy coordinators as reflected by Mr. Deckley.
And I'll make the second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Item C1 on the agenda is the establishment of the Township Manager's Bond Limit, Resolution 1540. Jim, do you want to describe that briefly?
This establishes the bond limits for Township Manager and Treasurer at $1,500,000 per year in 2018.
Do I have a motion for the approval of resolution number 1540 of 2018?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that resolution passes. Next item on the agenda, item D1, is the appointment of a delegate and alternate delegate to the state convention, resolution 1541. Traditionally, the chairman, vice chairman, are the delegate and alternative delegates. I'll make the motion to approve resolution 1541 of 218 for myself as the delegate and Mr. Weir as the alternate delegate. Any seconds on that motion?
I'll start.
Seconded by Mr. Zamudin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that resolution passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda, E1, is the resolution of number 1542 of 2018, identifying depositories for the funds of Derry Township for the year 2018. Mr. Nagley, would you be so kind as to briefly describe this?
Yes, this allows us to put money in any of the facilities that are located within Derry Township, and also includes the Pennsylvania Treasury Investment Program.
Very well. Do we have a motion to approve resolution 1542?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Cord. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And resolution number 1542 passes unanimously. Item F1 on the agenda is the naming of monies to be paid to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association for the year 2017, which is identified as resolution number 1543. Mr. Nagle?
We received money from the Foreign Fire Insurance Tax. This money is therefore transferred to Hershey Volunteer Firemen's Relief Association.
Thank you, sir. And do we have a motion to approve resolution 1543?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Seconded.
Seconded by Ms. Cork. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And resolution 1543 passes unanimously. Turning next to agenda item G1-8, the appointment of one member to the vacancy board for a one-year term, the expired term of Ms. Taylor Brand. I'd like to ask once again that the members of the Board of Supervisors identify their selection on the ballots they have before them and pass the ballots onto the right for computation by Mr. Nagley. And, sir, if you would be so kind as to identify the winner of that.
Christine Taylor Braun.
Very well. And do we need a motion for that?
Yes.
All right. I'll move for the appointment of Ms. Christine Taylor Braun for the appointment to the vacancy board for the one-year term. Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is H1 through 13, the appointment of one member of to the Planning Commission for a four-year term, the expired term of Ms. Joyce St. John, and one member to a one-year term of the unexpired term of Ned Wheeler. Again, I believe the supervisors have in their possession a ballot for that selection. If you'd be so kind as to mark the ballot for the expired term of Joyce St. John, and I think there's a second.
Yes, you go to the first ballot first.
Okay.
The 3 years and the
second ballot. 3 years.
And then the exact person will be appointed and catch the one. Okay.
It's a 4 year term.
Is it 4 year term?
Yeah.
4 year term, I stand corrected. For the four-year term, which is the expired term of Joyce St. John.
And for those of you who don't know, Ned Wheeler, after many years of service, has retired, so we want to thank him for his long service to the Planning Commission.
Okay. And Mr. Nagle, you're being handed the ballot for the four-year expired term of Joyce St. John.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay.
There are 6 votes, 5 people.
Joyce St. John.
Very well. Do I have a motion for the appointment of Joyce St. John to the Planning Commission for the 4-year term?
So moved.
I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And Ms. St. John is hereby appointed. The next item of business is the election for the one-year term of Mr. Wheeler's unexpired term. Thank you.
Thomas Wilson.
And do I have a motion to approve Mr. Wilson as a member to the one-year unexpired term of Mr. Wheeler?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, and that motion carried unanimously. Item I-1 through 4, the appointment of two members to the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board for five-year terms, the expired terms of Tom Diodonatis and Robert Wiley. Once again, I believe the members of the board have their ballots. If you use your time to mark two and pass them to your board.
Tom Diodonatis, Robert Wiley.
Do I have a motion for the appointment of Tom Diodonatis and Robert Wiley to the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board? So moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and those two members are appointed unanimously. Item J1 through 7, appointment of one member to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a five-year term, expired term of Mark Brace. If the members would be so kind as to annotate your ballot, pass it to the right. I appreciate it.
Mark Brace.
For the approval of Mr. Mark Brace as a member of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. So moved. Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and Mr. Brace is hereby appointed. Items K, 1 through 5, the appointment of two members to the Board of the Library Directors for three-year terms, the expired terms of William Kimbarger and Julie Isaacson, and one member for the term of Glenn Sputner. Can we accomplish this through one ballot?
Three, one.
Yeah. On one ballot instead of two?
One ballot. Three-year terms will be William Eckenbarger and Susan Kreider. The one-year term will be Jeffrey Kraut.
Very well. Do I have a motion for Susan Kreider and William Eckenbarger for the three-year terms and Jeff Kraut for the one-year term on the Board of Library Directors?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Item L1 to 13, appointment of one member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term, the expired term of Mark Tripp. If the members could please take their ballots and pass them to the
Sandy Bauer.
Very well. Do I have a motion to appoint Sandy Ballard as a member of the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term?
So moved.
By Mr. Zamuda.
Second that.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda, M1 through 13, appointment of two members to the Downtown Core Design Board for one-year terms. Use of kind of vanity of ballots and pass them to the right.
Pam Moore, Andy Bowman.
So I have a motion to approve Pam Moore and Andy Bowman to the Downtown Core Design Board.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Item R1, the appointment of one member to the Tax Collection Association for a three-year term.
You annotate your ballot and press to the right. Oh, wait, what's your head? Richard Shreve.
Do I have a motion to appoint Richard Shreve as a member of the Tax Collection Association for a three-year term? Moved by Mr. Engel.
I'll second.
Go ahead.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And Mr. Shreve is hereby appointed unanimously. Turning our attention to the Board of Supervisors and staff appointments, agenda item S1. We have the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term. That would be the expiration of my one-year term. Does anybody have any nominee they'd like to nominate? Mark Moyer. Any seconds?
Second.
Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion is approved unanimously. Item T1, appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors as the Emergency Services Liaison for a one-year term. I know I'd like to bring up the issue of do we want to vote on that this evening? Do we need to vote on that this evening?
Well, I think we talked about it. We just need to vote on tabling it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to make a motion to table
it? Yeah, I'll make a motion to table that.
Okay. And Ms. Court will second that motion to table it. And item T1 is hereby tabled for a later date pertaining to the appointment of a emergency services liaison for a one-year term.
That's with the intent that this board may not have one of our members be an emergency service liaison.
Thank you for your discussion. Thank you for that clarification. Item U1 is the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Police Pension Advisory Board for one-year term, the expiring terms of Matt Weir and Susan Court. I will move for the renewal of those two individuals. Or
actually, I'm going to make a different motion unless...
I'll withdraw them.
Well, I'd just like to make the motion that I would stay on and then Rick would join.
Oh, I apologize.
Pension Board.
All right. I apologize. So we have a motion that Mr. Zamuda and Ms. Court be selected as members of the Police Pension Advisory Board for one-year term. I'll second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that appointment is made unanimously. Sorry about that one. Item B1, appointment of 1 year member of the Board of Supervisors to the Tri-County Regional Planning for a 1 year term. Do you have any motions in that regard?
Yeah, I'll make the motion that Matt Weir for that role.
I'll second that motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion is approved unanimously. Item W1, appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors as transportation liaisons for one-year terms. Do I have a motion?
I'd like to nominate Susan Court for a minute.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Weir, second. By Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Item X1, appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Tax Collection Association Board of Directors for a two-year term.
I'm chomping at the bit to make this motion. Rick Zamuda would pick up my second term.
Very well. I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And that motion carries unanimously. Y1, appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the General Authority for a three-year term. Do we hear any motions? I will move for Matt Weir to be appointed to that position. Any second?
A second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Z1, appointment of one member to the staff of the staff to the Capital Region Council of Government for a one-year term, and one member of the Board of Supervisors as an alternate. Do I hear any motions?
I nominate Tom Clark and Susan Clark.
As the alternate?
As the alternate.
Very well.
Second.
And that is seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And Z1 carries unanimously. AA1 on the agenda, the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Industrial Commercial Development Authority for a three-year term. Do I hear any motions?
I'll make a motion that Mark Moyer be added.
Any seconds?
Second.
Seconded by Susan Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. The next item on our agenda is A1 through 8, consideration of entering into a memorandum of understanding related to traffic improvements in the Governor Road, Fishburne Road area. Mr. Emmerich, would you be so kind as to address this?
Thank you. As the board's aware, there are issues with traffic all along Governor Road to the level that in 2014, through the Hatch planning process, long-term improvements to Route 322 from University Drive to Fishburne Road was the number two ranked project in the 2040 Regional Transportation Plan adopted in 2014. In 2015, Derry Township, in partnership with Penn State University Medical Center, commissioned a corridor evaluation study to identify options to alleviate the ongoing traffic issues in this corridor. The 496-page study provided immediate, short-term, and long-term improvements at the Governor Road, Fishburne Road, and the Fishburne Road-Sand Hill Road intersections. Within that study, it was recommended that a right turn lane from Governor Road onto Fishburne Road be installed, and also was recommended that the relocation and signalization of Sand Hill Road at Fishburne Road be done. The right turn lane from Governor Road is a township project, one that the township has taken on, has funded, and is in the final stages of obtaining right-of-ways to install. The relocation of Sand Hill Road will be, or is proposed, as part of the Cray development. Since all of these construction projects will likely be going on at similar times and will share possibly some funding streams, some permit approvals, the memorandum of understanding that's in your packet tonight starts to lay out some of those cooperation efforts. Within the memorandum of understanding, there's aside from the recital that I just gave, there's items to be agreed to that the township and the developer are cooperating to obtain additional right-of-way necessary for a northbound left turn lane on Fishburne Road, that the developer, being the Crays, are going to dedicate additional right-of-way necessary for the right turn lane from Governor Road onto Fishburne Road, that the Crays will close some driveways that existed on their property necessary for our project for the right turn lane from Governor Road onto Fishburne Road, namely the old entrance into Don's Pier and the few properties along there. That we will work together in good faith to try and secure funding for the entire roadway improvements along this corridor, and that neither party will, that both parties consider this a project that needs to move forward.
The description you just provided with respect to the widening of those lanes, those were all subject to the public hearing that we recently had. correct?
Those were shown within the documents in the public hearing.
Right, the diagram that was...
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. Okay. Any questions or comments?
Chuck, these are all improvements that we would have to do regardless of that property being developed, correct?
These were improvements that were recommended in the study that we commissioned. They are improvements that, yes, the township would either have to fully fund condemned land and take on, or I think in my staff comments I say sometimes good development brings good improvements, or we can work together to get some of the improvements completed in the best fashion possible.
Anything else?
No, I would just add that I think that this, this is an effort. There was in very public comments, I think it was mentioned, are we looking at the big picture? And I think this agreement is part of the process of us looking at the big picture for what we all know is a problematic traffic congestion area from Cherry, which was, in 2011 when we did the survey, and our residents said traffic's one of their biggest concerns. What's the worst intersection? People voted Cherry Drive and 322. And we all know that intersection continues to see a lot of growth. Sheets or no sheets, the intersections are failing because we have the medical center who has been very successful adding jobs. And so we've got a major traffic problem. And this is sort of part of the process of fixing it, a holistic fix to the whole area. So, thanks.
And part of that fix is actually widening those roads to include actual turn lanes,
right,
with the anticipated benefit of improving through traffic, the flow through traffic, by not stacking up cars, which are waiting for the cars in front of them to make turns. So it is somewhat of a holistic approach from a traffic perspective at that particular intersection. So,
but it's regardless of whether it's sheets or no sheets, we have a major problem the way it is.
Right.
Has been the most important one.
Any other thoughts or comments, questions for Mr. Trevor? If not, do I hear a motion that the board authorize Mr. James Nagley as the Assistant Secretary to sign the Memorandum of Understanding? I'll make that motion.
Second.
And seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. The next item is approval of Resolution 1526 to establish the contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2018 at 2% of wages. Mr. Negley, would you
certainly, Mr. Chairman. Act 600 requires board supervisors to set member contributions each year. 2018 contribution was previously voted by board during police contract negotiations, although at that time the resolution was passed, so we have to pass a resolution for 2018 at 2% of police wages.
Any thoughts or comments? Hearing none, do I hear a motion that Resolution 1526 establishing a contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2018 at 2% of wages be approved?
So moved.
Back by Ms. Corbett, seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And Resolution 1526 is passed unanimously. The next item is C1 and 2, approval of resolution number 1527 to appoint the firm of certified public accountants to audit all of the accounts of Derry Township for the 2018 fiscal year. Mr. Nicholas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In 2013, Hamilton Musser was selected and approved by the Board of Supervisors to conduct multi-year financial audits of the township. It was mutually agreed upon to extend their contract for an additional year. Resolution required by the St. Clair Township clerk to the firm. The price for it is $13,500, which is not a rate ever raised since 2013.
Any thoughts or questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion that Resolution 1527 appointing Hamilton and Musser PC to examine and audit the accounts of Derry Township for the 2017 fiscal year for the sum of $13,500 be adopted.
This is 2018.
Yeah, it should be
2017.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, yes.
comments on that.
Very well. Thank you, Ms. Cork. Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, hearing none, that motion carries unanimously. Brings us to correspondence and board and committee information as our next items on the agenda. And starting from my left, Mr. Zamuda, any correspondence or committee information that you'd like to offer to me?
No, nothing. Thanks for asking.
My pleasure. I have nothing.
I have a couple of dollars. First, welcome, Rick. Secondly, I just want to thank all the volunteers, especially our police department and everybody who worked on the New Year's Eve and Hershey event. It was the coldest one in the books, but it was spectacular. So thanks to everybody. The fireworks, the best ever. So thanks to everybody who worked on that. And just a crown jewel of our community. A reminder, January 15th is the next diversity session held at the Hershey Story. You can sign up on the township website. It is free. You get dinner. You get great information. So I encourage everybody to come out for that. And I also just want to personally thank all the people who applied for different positions on our township boards and committees. It's not an easy job to serve on any of these boards and committees. And unfortunately, we don't have room for everybody every year. So we encourage people to continue to apply and also look for other ways to volunteer in our community through things like the Downtown Hershey Association and many other of our fine community organizations. So just thanks to everyone for stepping up to try to serve our community.
Thank you.
Jim? Nothing.
Reports. Chief?
The only thing I have is just to thank everybody that helped us out with the security portion of the New Year's Eve events. Our company let us in and we form up with it once in a while. Hershey Entertainment, Hershey Company. Hershey, 5 years throughout this with some traffic assistance. So everything went well, and everyone had a good time.
Chief, thank you very much for your hard work and your team's work. You did the usual outstanding job with security on New Year's Eve, and it's very much appreciated. And I've heard multiple comments from people who attended the event that they too appreciate the security, physical security that your team provided, and it's very much appreciated. So
I would be remiss if I didn't mention Public Works as well. They helped us out with the dump trucks for the measures on the intersections.
Very noticeable. So, thanks. Anything on behalf of the fire department?
No, I want to just echo for New Year's Eve, it went out very well. We can open it up as a warming center. I'd also like to welcome Supervisors Maida to the team and look forward to a great 2018.
Thank you. And also, thank you for the accommodation and providing an area of warmth on an otherwise incredibly cold night. I think it was, I know driving in, it was 6 degrees out in the hinterland, but it warmed up to a balmy 9 degrees downtown. But that was very much appreciated.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one thing quickly. We had a lot of calls today. People were asking about Christmas tree pickup. We did start that today. We'll continue to do that until we get them all picked up. But put it out at the curb, not in the alley, and then we'll get them for you.
Bob, does that go on the pickup of the trash deliveries the same day?
No, it's the day of your leaf pickup.
Day of the leaf pickup. Okay.
Speaking of leaf pickup, last week I received compliments on behalf of your team for your diligence in continuing to pick leaves up even past what is ordinarily the cutoff. Numerous comments about how people who live in other communities, that's a hard, fast deadline, and they're stuck with a bunch of leaves, despite the fact that this year leaves remain on the trees a little bit longer. So accolades to you and your team. If you could please pass that along for your flexibility and the thoroughness of what you did for leaf pickup this year.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely. Laura, anything?
Nothing else.
I'd like to congratulate you for your interview on that public radio. Very important.
You do
care. Autographs out after the meeting.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry.
I have no report. Thank you.
Matt?
Just quickly wanted to say that we're extremely excited to get started on the schematic design phase for the new community recreation center. I'll certainly be keeping the board apprised of the progress of that, and we're shooting for a late March presentation to the board and the public on the outcome of that phase of the design. So looking forward to it. We have a great team assembled, and really excited to get started.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Chuck?
Just one quick thing. We have an application in for conditional use for conversion of a property at 364 Mill Street from a beauty parlor to a residential dwelling. It takes conditional use under the new zoning ordinance. I would like to schedule that hearing for Tuesday, February 13th at 6 p.m. I don't really expect it to take that long.
Any thoughts or comments from members of the board? Is there availability for February 13th?
Okay.
All right.
And nothing tonight.
Jill, anything?
Nothing, thank you.
Jim? Okay. I'll entertain a motion for approval of accounts payable in the amount of $290,406.46 and payroll in the amount of $321,794.09.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Quirtle. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? And then motion is approved unanimously. Now is the time for the second session of visitor and public comments. Anybody wishing to address the board, please feel free to come to the podium, state your name and your address, and if you'd be so kind as to try to limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Seeing none, that will move us to our next item on the agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. So approved by Ms. Strangle.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And